AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley in Washington, where Pope Francis is being enthusiastically welcomed on his first visit to the United States. Vatican advisor Greg Burke.
The key thing, he's talked about this. He says, I just want to give an embrace to everybody I can. Nobody should be left out of the Pope's embrace.
And today, President Obama will feel that spirit as Pope Francis goes to the White House. Our Mark Smith is there and joins us live now.
Rita, first comes the pomp of a South Lawn welcome with 15,000 invited guests. Then an Oval Office meeting that White House is portraying as completely nonpartisan.
I would not expect a robust discussion of a political agenda, but the values that they have in common, and there are many.
But spokesman Josh Earnest does note those values include income equality, compassion for immigrants, and fighting climate change. On the flight in here, Francis told reporters his views are well within church doctrine, even if some see him as left-leaning. Rita?
Mark Smith live at the White House. Now to Yogi Berra, the Hall of Famer who had 10 World Series championships with the New York Yankees. Yogi Berra died yesterday at his home in New Jersey. He was 90 years old and known almost as much for his way of speaking as for his baseball. Our Sagar Magani's got some of the most famous Yogiisms.
It ain't over till it's over. It's deja vu all over again. It gets late early out here, all considered Yogiisms. Berra said some of the famous lines attributed to him are true, but he never actually uttered others. What he did do on the field was win a record 10 World Series with the Yankees and become the American League's most valuable player 3 times.
Overseas now to England and France, which reportedly are supporting a plan to deport some of the immigrants who are trying to make it to Europe. The British Prime Minister is referring to those who are now called economic migrants, saying they don't have a genuine claim for asylum. This is AP Radio News. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia has been talking about gay marriage and the Constitution.
Justice Scalia is criticizing judges who believe the Constitution is a living document. He also says they're wrongly making moral decisions for the entire country about same-sex marriage and other issues. Scalia was among 4 dissenting justices in the court's recent ruling legalizing same-sex marriage. Justice Scalia says he advocates originalism, which calls for adherence to the original text and meaning of the Constitution when interpreting it. He says that's different than the theory of a living Constitution, which views the document as one that evolves over time. I'm Shirley Smith.
They have discovered a new dinosaur species that lived in Alaska. 30 feet long, it walked upright and had hundreds of teeth, which helped it chew through the tough vegetation, according to scientists. The fossils are at least 69 million years old. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.